Friends, I am so beyond thrilled to announce our newest endeavor here with the Lucky Few. It is called This is Down Syndrome. It is a global movement to shift the Down Syndrome narrative. With storytelling and relationship at its core, This is Down Syndrome will offer an expansive, relatable, and transformative look into what it really means to live with Down Syndrome. So through powerful images and bite-sized engaging stories, we will show a variety of aspects of living with Down Syndrome. We will do this by photographing and highlighting not only people who have Down Syndrome, but their parents, siblings, grandparents, extended family members, friends, anybody connected to a person with Down Syndrome. We want to tell your stories. You can go to thisisdownsyndrome.com or on Instagram, we are this.is.down.syndrome to learn more. Hey friends, welcome to another episode of the Lucky Few podcast, where we are shifting the narrative by shouting the worth of people with Down Syndrome. This is Heather,
Mercedes,
and Micah.
And today we are so excited. We're going to be joined by Colette DeVito. She's the founder and owner of the popular cookie company, Coletti's Cookies. And we're very excited to chat with her about being a woman with Down Syndrome, starting her own business. Thank you so much for joining us, friends, and welcome to the Lucky Few podcast. Hey, listeners, we're so excited for this month's sponsor, Jonas Paul Eyewear. They offer prescription glasses starting at $79, including prescription lenses, and non-prescriptive blue light glasses for only $59. And this month, in March, it is actually Jonas's birthday, the little guy who inspired the brand. And to celebrate his birthday, Jonas Paul is taking this month to feature communities of kids who have disabilities. Now is the time to go order your glasses. Head to jonaspauleyewear.com/theluckyfew, and you, dear listeners, can have a discount code and save 15% off your order.
All right, everybody, before we jump into our interview, we want to read another one of your sweet reviews. So listen to this. We're going to work on my Latin here. Omne triumph perfectum. Did I say it right? Omne triumph perfectum. I don't know if you can know if you say Latin right, actually.
I know. It was right. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Thanks, dude. this is what they say. And you know what this means, right? All things that come in threes are perfect. Yeah. Isn't that what it means?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. They say, I could not love the Lucky Few podcast more. Having a child with Down syndrome has the potential to feel lonely, but listening to these three women and guests share about their lives, both ups and downs, is so encouraging and uplifting. They are fierce advocates for not only their kids, but everyone with any special need, and for inclusion and equality across all facets of life. They are role models for those of us early on in the journey of special needs parenting, caregiving, and we are so lucky to have them to help guide us. Thank you, ladies, so much.
Thank you.
That was very kind. Yes, so kind and encouraging for us. So thank you. Oh, omne triumph perfectum. I think I got it right that time. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to all of you listeners out there that if you review the show on either on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts, we might just read it aloud next week. So get out there and do that. We love reading these and appreciate your support so much.
Yes, and amen. Okay, friends, today is the 23rd, which means World Down Syndrome Day was 3 days ago. Remember that?
I do. Loved it.
Love it. It's a good time. I loved our episode. If you haven't listened, guys, we gave you a bonus episode because we're so generous that way. But we did on World Down Syndrome Day do a bonus episode. That was really fun. We talked about what we loved about Down Syndrome and good times, guys. This month, the month of March, which I think has been the longest month, I don't know, in the last 20 years. I feel like this month is There's so, I feel like there's so many Sundays and Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays this month. but we had every single episode this month, we had a person on with Down syndrome, and that has been so fun. Have you been liking this?
Yes, it's epic to be in the presence of greatness, which is all these wonderful world-changing self-advocates with Down syndrome. It's been amazing.
So fun.
You know, we've had self-advocates on before, but we've never had a whole month of interviewing self-advocates. And I think it's just been really special. I feel so lucky. Like I'm still like glowing from our conversation with Karen Gaffney. Blew my mind. And I just keep thinking how much I want to be friends with her in real life and let her teach me how to go swim. How do you even swim 2 miles a day?
I know. Oh my gosh. And her just, again, I felt like we were interviewing her and I felt safe, you know, her like calming presence, so her confidence in herself. I don't know. Yes. I want to be friends too. I want to meet you girls at the pool. Get our 2 miles in.
Seriously.
Yes.
She's like, I know, I was so sad to miss that one. I mean, devastated, I think is the right word. And she's the queen, freaking queen. Yeah. Karen. And her, I resonate so much with her mindset around what it means to have Down syndrome. And she's a person with Down syndrome. I feel like I have those conversations a lot with parents and other advocates who don't have Down syndrome in the space and allies. And then her perspective on life and her motto and the way that she's dedicated her life, what she's dedicated her life to. Mm-hmm. It's what an honor to have her on the podcast. Holy smokes.
Holy smokes. I know.
Karen.
And I think that we've said this a couple of times this month, maybe just to each other. I don't know if we said it on air, but you know, we've had these people with Down syndrome who are doing amazing things. I mean, like, hello, Karen swam across the English Channel and Chris Nickick, you know, Ironmaning it up. And I think that there's like a part of me that is like, I'm so in awe, and also like needing to remind myself like that the same thing that we say to ourselves over and over, like it's not our accomplishments that makes us worthy.
Mm-hmm.
That like Karen and Chris are amazing. And also, you know, our kids are amazing, whether they do something completely out of the ordinary physically or mentally or academically, or whether they don't.
Yeah.
And, I think that is one thing that can be missed in these conversations about like, wow, these people with Down syndrome doing incredible things.
Totally. Yeah. And I love Karen's whole thing is like Down syndrome is a life worth living.
Oh, and yes.
Oh my gosh. That's such a, I'm just going to put that on a t-shirt. Karen probably has it on a t-shirt. I'm going to buy that t-shirt from Karen. And that's just so true. It's not Down syndrome is a life worth living if you can be a triathlete. It's like, no, Down syndrome is a life worth living. And I love that. Such a queen. All right, friends, we are so incredibly excited to introduce you to Colette DeVito. She's a 30-year-old woman with Down syndrome, an entrepreneur, college graduate, an amazing baker who has sold over 180,000 cookies. You have probably heard about her already. We're excited to get to learn more. Welcome to the show, Colette.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be on this call.
Thank you. We're so happy to have you. Okay. Let's start by just tell us a little bit about you.
Sure. I am actually Colette. I am actually 30. I am actually from Ridgefield, Connecticut. By now, I am actually from Boston. Mm-hmm. go to college for away from home. I went to Clemson, favorite city, down at South Carolina. There is actually a love skills program there. It's actually called Clemson Life, L-I-F-E. There is only a 3-year program. There is only a 3-year program there. I just finished early as my second year. Then from there, I moved to Boston since 6 years ago. I was trying to find a full-time paying. I was trying to find a full-time paying job.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, next hour, I spent hours there trying to, be the CEO of the companies, whenever lunch or whatever cup of coffee, is to talk about what they actually do there, is to work in a big offices in taller buildings. But then I went home. I got an email next hour later saying about it was great to pick you in a person, but at the time of day, I feel like I'm not a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
Because of me who have a disability, mm-hmm. in myself.
Yeah.
And it is really sad,
yeah.
for sure. But this is how I know exactly how other people who can find jobs who got so many rejections a lot. I know exactly how they have been through, because I was like one of them.
Yeah. Do you remember how many jobs you applied for at that time?
How many jobs? I would say 13.
Okay.
13 jobs I was trying to talk for, who really wants to work in the office.
Mm-hmm.
But again, not a good fit. So.
Okay. And so while this is happening, so you've graduated college, you moved to Boston, you're looking, you're job hunting, and you're continuing to get turned down for jobs because you have a disability. They're saying it's not a right fit.
Yes. Correct?
Okay. And so while that's happening, correct. You also have a hobby at home. And what are you doing at home during all this? What's your hobby that you love to do?
I love to do is cooking and do some baking.
Okay.
Keep myself busy.
Yeah.
All times at home. But actually one of my fun hobbies I love to do, not just always doing cooking and doing some baking, I love doing also is reading. I love to read.
Me too.
Reading is actually one of my fun hobbies.
I love it. Me too. I love to sit down and read. I like to cook, yes. and to bake. I think we'd be best of friends if we lived in the same.
We definitely can be as a best friend. Yes.
So while you're being turned down for all this work, you are baking and you have a recipe for an incredible chocolate chip cookie that people are crazy for, right?
I do.
So yes. What, tell the listeners and share with me when you decided you wanted to turn your passion for baking into a business.
No one's gonna hire me because of, you know, So actually, no one's gonna hire me, like, I was trying to look for a full-time job. Mm-hmm. That is how that happened at the very beginning, right before I have my own cookie company, who always loved to bake. I always loved to bake since I was 4 years old. But since I have been taking a baking classes as my freshman year at my high school, I went to, it's called Ridgefield High School, down at my hometown at Ridgefield, Connecticut. And that's why I always love to bake. Mm-hmm. I know about I have to put into one of a different cookies I have been making. I make five different types of the cookies I make with now. It's called a mystery cookie. Everyone loves them very, very much. It's called cinnamon chocolate chip.
Yum.
And also I do make is my sister, her name is Pavik, her favorite cookie I've been making. It's called oatmeal raisin cookie. Ooh, and also peanut butter cookies and also treats just for dogs.
Nice.
I dog treats. Uh-huh. I do. And my last cookie, I also do make is peanut butter cookies. And also for my last cookie I've been making is, it's called healthy breakfast cookie. There is no butter, no sugar, and no flour in that cookie.
So, whoa. That's exciting.
It is. Yeah.
That's amazing. But, that's so cool. And so you had all that rejection in business, and then you took what you loved, you turn it into a business, and you are the boss, right?
This I am.
Is your company, yes. And you are the boss. And I know that in the what we learned about you before having you on, we did some research that you are very passionate about inclusive employment, and that you've hired several employees with disabilities. What would you say to other companies? What do you want them to know about inclusive hiring? So as a business owner who has hired people with disabilities, do you have something that you would want to say to other business owners about hiring people with disabilities?
I would say, I would say to these TV companies, not just tell all of these people. We all the tips of their disabilities in them that to get we reactions. Mm-hmm. We either want people just like me who cannot find jobs because of us who we. In the all, I don't want all the companies is to tell these people next all the time you are not a good fit. Mm. I really don't want to have all of these companies is to tell people who is actually disabled and they are not a good fit. Mm-hmm. You really want to have jobs really badly. Mm-hmm. Depends on which kind of a job they really love to do. But it's mm-hmm. very important is to love what they actually do. Mm-hmm. But like having rejections, not being as a good fit, I would say if they are on lost, not as a as lost, it is their own loss because of people who really wants to get paid. Mm-hmm. To see paid, to be on their independently, not always living with their parents as a mom and dad or all the time. They really wants to live on their own. They should learn about or build up their big accounts, paying food and also paying rent on time. Mm-hmm. They need to have that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like me.
Yeah.
I live on my own now. I pay rent, I pay bills, I pay food on my own. Not always having somebody else who wants to pay for them or the town.
Yeah.
That is called independence.
That's right.
So
yeah, and people with disabilities should have an opportunity for independence. If that's what they want. Absolutely. Why are you passionate about inclusive work, employment?
Okay. I love working. I just always keep myself busy all times. We actually keep myself is to be more busy every day. But because since I was working at my last old kitchen during COVID time, I cannot be there because of not being sick from other people during COVID time.
Yeah.
That's exactly why. But since I have been coming here at my new kitchen now, I have been coming here every single day now. I'll say Mondays through Fridays.
Wow.
I feel more happy and also be more comfortable now is to come here.
Yeah.
But, and from the last kitchen, I was not. There's so many people there who just have gloves or face masks on.
Yeah.
And then not being safe at all. But here, we are safe. And being that's like good. 6 feet away from people.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'm glad that you're able to go in to the kitchen and do your job safely. That's really, that's great. So you have been featured on CNN, Good Morning America, MSNBC, Inside Edition, and the BBC. Can you believe that? Did you ever imagine?
Oh my God. It's amazing. I have no idea how that was happening at the very beginning. It's have me be on TV and also be on it. I am actually on People magazine.
Amazing.
And it's all for places. I love being on TV, being on magazine, like travel. I I have so many speaking events before COVID starts.
Yeah.
Maybe before that, but now I really can do. So you should ignore that I actually do have a non-profit.
Okay.
It's called 501c3. Mm-hmm. I have been teaching all different types of this 3 to 4 hours. No, 3 to 4 workshops.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually one class I only can do. It had to be on Zoom call. Mm-hmm. That is doing in person because of COVID.
Right.
But because I have been doing one of my classes for my nonprofit, it's called Pathway to My Independence. It's a learning about safety, cooking, opening up your big account, all of the kind of the stuff. And also there is another class I was doing on Zoom call. It's called How to Become an Entrepreneur. Is to show these people every step I have been taking. Every step I have been taking with now is to show them about every of my PowerPoint I have been doing that in my cookie company. So it's like that. So, and then there are other classes too. Training, helping people to learn about how to do my cookies.
Yeah.
It's like that. And it's other one, it's not all in one. We should have all of our employees is to work for me next. Is to get all of my team back together.
Yeah.
Because with now during COVID time, now I have to send everyone home because of COVID. But now I only have 8 people right now who have been working for me.
Mm-hmm. 8 employees.
In between 8 to 9. So
very cool.
So that is it now. Can
you tell me and the listeners again, what's the name of your nonprofit?
So it's actually called Cold Petties Leadership. It is on my website.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Cold Petties Leadership.
Colette's Leadership.
Yes.
Very cool.
That's the name.
The name of it.
Yes.
I love that. So I have one more question. And then after that, you can tell everybody all the ways that they can learn more about you and find you. But I just would love to hear from you how you feel being an advocate for yourself and others with Down syndrome.
How do I feel for people with advocates? I would say I feel confident and happy.
Cool.
Happy, yes. And also I do feel confident also. But I have so many things I can't have to name one thing. So I would say for other people who is actually advocates, I would say this always being happy, but I would say it's confident.
Confidence is good.
And also, there's another one also. It is inspired.
Inspiring and confident.
Yes, inspiring, yes.
Yes, well, you are those things. And I have two kids with Down syndrome, and they're little. And it is an honor to get to talk to you and to show them someone like Colette and say, look at this woman who has Down syndrome like you and the amazing things you're doing for yourself, for the Down syndrome community, and for the whole community. Thank you so much. Can you let our listeners know how can people support Colette's Cookies?
Go to my social media. I have is LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Okay. And do you have a website like Colette's.com? And then on yes. social media, she is Colette's Cookies. And we will have links on our website to, on our show notes and on our Instagram account to all of your websites and your Instagram account and all of the things. So Colette, you are a lovely human being. And this has been such an honor to get to talk with you. Thank you for taking the time. And thanks for being on the podcast. Maybe one day we'll get to meet in person.
And yes, exactly.
Do you, yes. I have one last question. Do you ship your cookies?
I do. Yes. Okay. I ship all of my, I ship all of the United States, included Canada.
Okay. United States and Canada. As soon as I hang up this call, I'm going to order some cookies and I can't wait to try them.
Yes. Do you actually have a dog or no?
I have a dog and she is lovely and she loves treats.
Okay. Perfect. What you can do is to, that's it. You should do is send me an email all of your information before we can send you all the tips of my cookies.
All right. Well, I want to try every single one and I want to try the dog treats. Also, listeners, this is coming out before Easter. And what a great dessert to have at your Easter table, Colette's Cookies. So get on that computer and order, order, order. And again, thank you so much, Colette, for being with us.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's the end. Is there anything that you wanted to say that I didn't ask or anything we missed?
I just finished doing my TV show of me. My mom, she already talked to me about that guy who actually has his own show. It's called Born This Way.
Yeah.
He wants me to have my own TV show. It's actually called Born for Business.
Yes. I hope you get your dream network to sign up for it.
Exactly. So that's yes.
Really exciting.
Yeah. Actually, it's only 10 episodes. There's only 10 episodes on season one. That is right now. And this reading is to hit back soon if they want to buy all of my episodes from season one. Mm-hmm. But besides, they are going to send them back here is to do a season two.
Okay.
So,
and are you in all 10 episodes or there's other entrepreneur and business owners or it's all you?
So we actually, it's just me.
Cool.
And also I am still working on with now is to put my simmering chocolate cookie within the bin into the ice cream company. So
do it. Yeah. Okay. Well,
no, exactly. So
when you guys come, I'm going to email your mom too, but I'll email both of you. But when you guys come, to Southern California, I want you to do a Colette's Cookies here where I live. I want it
that
here.
That would be, I would, you know, that would be amazing.
So we have, I live in such a cute, tiny little town that I think you should come to, you should check out. It could be the perfect location.
Yes, exactly.
Who knows? All right, Colette, I'll let you go and we'll be in touch. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thanks, dear. Okay.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Well, this has been such a fun conversation. And now it's time for our favorite part of the episode. Good news.
All right, friends. My Mason Hope is wearing her Jonas Paul eyewear glasses today, like she does every single day. And this month in March, it is actually Jonas's birthday, the little guy who inspired the brand. And to celebrate his birthday, Jonas Paul is taking this month to feature communities of kids who have disabilities. Kids and families in the disability community love Jonas Paul glasses because they are easily adjustable and they are designed with smaller nose bridges in mind. With prescription glasses starting at just $79, you can't go wrong. Visit jonaspauleyewear.com/theluckyfew for a discount code to save 15% off your next order.
Take it away, Truly.
Ready? Okay. Time for good news, time for good news. Everybody, welcome to the good news. Yeah, yeah.
All right, welcome to Good News, where we celebrate the accomplishments of our friends and loved ones with Down syndrome. We are so thankful for Colette being here with us, and we want to open it up to you guys, Heather and Mercedes. Mm-hmm. Do you have any good news?
You guys,
anything
I have,
you're celebrating?
I do. I have good news. I have a few, and I'm just going to do one, and then we'll save it for the next one, for the next episode. Our family took a trip to Hawaii just a couple weeks ago. It was a secret, so please don't judge me. And August is afraid of the water. That's not true. August is afraid of being in the ocean. He likes to play in the waves, but he doesn't want to go all the way in the ocean. He loves swimming in a swimming pool and he doesn't like a boat. There's something, I think he's afraid of, like there's a giant fish underneath him that's going to just jump up and swallow him whole or something, but he like panics. He gets all freaked out. And so we, right now in Hawaii, in Maui, it's whale watch season. And so we bought these tickets to go on a whale watch. And it's like a kind of a smallish boat. There are only like 11 people on it besides the captain and the first mate. I don't know what it's called, the helper. Anyway, we were like, he's not going to do it. He's not going to do it. And just talking it up and you're so brave and all the things. And like, sweet boy just got right on the boat. No problem. He stepped on the boat. He held us real tight. Like anytime we'd want to like adjust to move, he'd like grab real tight, but he did the whole boat ride like a freaking champ. And then at the end of the trip, we got a kayak and he like jumped right in the kayak, like no big deal. And he and I went way, way out. He kept saying, we're going, Mom, we got to get to Africa. I'm like, where did that come from? and we went so far out into the ocean, like so far from the shore in this little tiny kayak. And he just wasn't sitting on my lap. He was sitting by himself. It was so exciting because there's been times when we've tried to go on little boats. Like my dad has a little fishing boat up in Lake Gregory. And he just panics to get on the boat.
Yeah.
Like there's something about it freaked him out. And you could just see he was so proud of himself. And I was excited. I thought of this moment on Good News to share with everybody that Augie rode on a boat. Woo-hoo!
So good. And I appreciate how you and Josh are like, no, we're going to keep making memories. We're going to keep giving him opportunities to do it. And that's what it takes.
Thanks. For the listeners, if he was flipping out, we were ready for one of us to stay behind. You know, right. We're not going to be like,
total
a-holes, like bummer. Also, it would have sucked for the people on the boat.
Yeah, totally.
it was great. And we saw whales and I can't even with the whales in Hawaii. It's ridiculous.
Awesome. Mercedes, do you have anything?
Me? Yeah. Let's see. What is Sunny Mae up to these days? I think she's just in a growth spurt of, like, she loves to do her homework. And I don't know. My girl is just turning into a little lady kid. And I feel like that's just my good news all the time right now. She's just, I don't know, blossoming. And it's been really great. There's nothing that stands out in particular, but just that I just feel this daily, weekly, monthly growth in her that I'm just really excited about. So yay, positive growth, little lady sunflower.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love it's that so transition. Fun. Like, just for all kids, that transition into like older childhood.
Yes.
It's a really sweet one.
It is. And her, she'll be 8 in June, which is months away, but still, like you're saying, like, I just see that, like, 8's big, you know, her turning 7 was big. And I'm just seeing her big kidness come out. Like, she helps with the dishes. I don't know. She's just my girl, my helper, self-promoted, second in charge, but I can see it.
But she's fighting for that first in charge. She's
very self, much so.
Self-promoted first in charge, but mama won't get out of the way.
Yes, 100%.
I love that, Mercedes. It's so fun. It's so sweet.
Well, we also have good news from a listener, you guys. We have Care Bear Mac 8, who says, my son Josh is 24 years old, and he has been busy with his online learning during COVID. The waiting list he was on for help finding a job came to an end when they started working with him a few weeks ago. This has cheered him up so much.
Yes. Good news. Yeah. Josh is working. I love it.
So great.
Such good news. Care Bear Mac 8. Thanks for sharing that. We love that. And we love listeners. We like to hear from you, and we will read your good news here on the podcast. And I know that it inspires the three of us, and it inspires everyone who is listening. So you can leave your good news by going to Instagram, The Lucky Few Pod. You can leave it in a direct message. You can leave it in the comments. Our producer, Valerie, will find it and get it to us. You can email it to us at hello@theluckyfewpodcast.com. You can go to theluckyfewpodcast.com, and all the links that you need to get in touch with us, leave us your good news, tell us anything you feel like telling us, find the things you need to find. It's all there. So head to theluckyfewpodcast.com. Hey, if you have a product or a business, if you work for a giant organization, if you just have a ton of money and you're like, I would like a sponsorship post on the Lucky Few podcast, we want you to have that. And so you can email us at hello@theluckyfewpodcast.com for sponsorship opportunities. We love to bring to our listeners products and businesses that we know are doing amazing things in this world. And if that's you, then tell us and we'll get in contact. Okay. Huge thank you to our editor, Josh Davis, and our producer, Val Schleter, to our sponsor for this week, and to everybody who has shared the Lucky Few podcast with friends. All of you who have listened faithfully and cheered us on, thank you so much, Colette, for the work that you're doing in this world, for being with us today on the podcast. And to everyone listening, please don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, you, dear listener, supporting your loved one with Down syndrome, and if you are a person with Down syndrome, you are a shouter of worth. You are a narrative shifter. Keep on keeping on. The three of us are cheering for you, and we know the whole community is joining us as well. We will be together again for a new episode next week. Until then, see you later. Ladies, you just have to say bye now. You have to unmute.
Bye.
Bye.
Alligator. See you later, alligator.
See you later.